praise God for each of you on the call today, for truly this is indeed the day the Lord has made, and we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you, here it is, November the 8th. Can you believe it? And we're moving right on through November, and we're in a season of change, and you know everything must change. And so we praise God for sustaining us in this season of change. We're grateful for how he continues to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus our Lord, how he forgives us of our sins, he looks beyond our faults, and he continues to bless us even in spite of ourselves. So we have much to be thankful for. And if God has sustained you, here it is, the 11th month of this year, and thinking about closing out and what you're going to do as you prepare to move into 2023. We need to finish strong. Yeah, we need to finish this year strong. And so I praise God for each of you today on the call and those who will hear this particular message by playback. We're on two different platforms, as we indicated last week. We have a Facebook Live platform as well as our call-in conference call. And so we praise God for each of you who are on the call today. And the playback number is 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. So we bless God today, and we thank God for each of you on the call today. Well, many of you who were on the call last week, and those of you who had opportunity to go back and view our message from last week, know that we talked from that thought in the 9th chapter of Matthew's gospel, verses 35 through 38, where Jesus was describing and talking about how he was, his heart and his spirit was really vexed and concerned, because he saw how the people were being left like sheep without a shepherd, and how the needs were so great. He had compassion on the people as he moved throughout the cities and the villages, preaching and teaching. And the Bible says that he was moved with compassion toward them, because they were weary and they were scattered like sheep having no shepherd. And he turned and said to his disciples that the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, I pray the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into the harvest. And so we just kind of looked at that last week, and we gave a little assignment. I know many of you may not have had an opportunity to look at it, but just talking about fulfilling our God-given vision, and talking about a process that leads to that. Because as we've already indicated, we are indeed in a season of change, and it's a time for us to refocus. It's a time for us to look ahead, but we also celebrate everything that God has already done for us as we are preparing to continue our assignments and look for ways in which we can improve on what we're already doing. I just believe that God has fresh assignments laid aside for those who are willing to trust him, those who are willing to step out on their faith. Because, you know, once you step out, that's when God begins to step in. And when we trust God, even in those areas of uncertainty, God has more control of us in terms of us trusting him in that whole process. And many times we want to see it all. We want to understand from start to finish. But sometimes we have to just let go and say, God, whatever you want to do, however you want to do it, have your way, God. I trust you. I believe you. My glasses are fogging up. I believe you. And I know that if I trust your timing, that everything is going to be all right. And so we talked about a little bit about how important it is for us not to just wait till the start of the year, and then we decide, well, I need to put some resolutions in place, or I need to start thinking forward about what it is I want to do. But here it is. And as I told you last week, I want to encourage you to finish strong. Finish strong. Start now. Don't wait. It's not too early to start now thinking about what you're going to do, how you're going to change, how you're going to reinvent yourself or recreate yourself. Because the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So everything must be done with purpose. Yeah, I'm going to drop that seed right there. I said everything must be done with purpose. You know, throughout our Institute for Leadership training, and many are participating in that, it's each Thursday night for this module that we're in right now. We're on our final module. We've had three modules already. But part of what we have been encouraging people to do is to make sure you have a God-given vision for your own life, and that you set forth a vision and a mission statement for your own life. Because we don't need to just haphazardly go through life with no plan, no idea in mind. I know tomorrow is not promised, but we have to at least set a plan and have some goals. And if we don't aim high, then we're just really, you know, we'll be satisfied with whatever comes our way. But we have to set our sights high. We have to believe God for for the abundant harvest. We have to know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above any and everything that we can ever ask or think. So that means you gotta set your sights high and press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And so we encourage people to have a vision statement and a mission statement. And then here it is, everything must be done with purpose. Have a purpose in mind. Somebody say amen. And so what I wanted to do from last week was for us to continue to look at this ninth chapter of Matthew's gospel. And we asked that you would just go in and kind of see if there were some handles that you maybe saw in that text that would help you with the process toward fulfilling a God-given vision for your life. And it's not too early, as we indicated, to start thinking about what you want God to do and how you can improve on what you've already accomplished this year, and then build upon that. Don't rest on what God has already done. I praise him for how he's blessed in the past. I thank him for how he's sustaining me right now. But I believe that the God we serve wants us to continue to press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So in our pressing, therein lies our blessing. And when you talk about pressing, that means work. That means continuing to strive. That means continuing to process what God has placed on the inside of you. So don't get complacent now in this season of change. And don't grow weary in well-doing. For in due season, you shall reap if you faint not. I just felt something in my spirit as I said that, because somebody is trying to wait until they see it before they believe God for what he said he would do. But I want to encourage you to step out on your faith and then go ahead and call those things that be not as though they already are. By faith, I believe that things are going to get better. By faith, I believe that I'm going to be healed. By faith, I believe that my sins have been forgiven. By faith, I believe that my life is going to be changed. By faith, I can see myself moving past my circumstances and my situation. And so I trust God even in the midst of everything that I'm going through. So that's a word for somebody today, to trust the timing of God and not grow weary in well-doing. Somebody ought to say amen, because in due season, you shall reap if you faint not. Now, isn't it interesting that last week we talked from this passage in Matthew's gospel, the ninth chapter, verses 35 through 38. And then Sunday, we preached from that very same passage of scripture. We gave you some pointers on last week, but, you know, we gave you some more points on Sunday. And it just shows you how God begins to connect the dots when you begin to seek him and trust him, and how God wants us to have clarity. He wants us to have understanding. He wants us to have vision. He wants us to have mission, and he wants us to do everything on purpose. And so this Sunday, I just kind of challenge the people in terms of making room for their harvest. You know, we got to make room for what God yet has in store for us. And many times we don't do that. And so when the harvest does come in abundance, we're caught off guard and we're not ready to receive what God has already promised he would bless us. I think there are a lot of blessings, no doubt, just waiting for us to get in line and to align ourselves with the purposes and the will of God for our lives. And then I just believe that God begins to just rush out, because sometimes we're praying for stuff that we have really prepared for, we're not really ready for. God knows when we're ready for the next level. He knows when what we have already received, how we're standing on that, how we're living that out, how we're activating our faith. Then he begins to shower us with more blessings. But last week we talked about how important it is that we're going to have a God-given vision, the purpose that leads toward that. Then you have to make sure that you take the initiative to obey. Obedience brings the reward. I know y'all believe that. Obedience brings the reward. And so you have to get active in service. Don't wait until next year, but go ahead and get active. Did my heart good this Sunday when we had to call for people to recommit themselves, how people came forward in terms of using their gifts in the glory of God. People came forward and said they want to recommit themselves. They want to be involved. And so we have to make sure that we get active in service. This is what Jesus did. He went throughout the villages and the cities preaching and proclaiming the gospel. That's Matthew, the 9th chapter, verse 35. And then the other thing I shared with you is that we have to communicate the truth that we already have. You know, we have so much stored up in us. God has given us so much. We walk by faith and not by sight. And so we ought to call those things that be not as though they already are. And so we have to communicate the truth that we already have. I mean, you have a testimony. You have a story to tell. You have something to communicate with somebody else about what God has done for you. And so that's what happens in this 9th chapter. Jesus goes through the villages, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel. And then he says in verse number 36 that he saw the multitude. And you know, we have to see what Jesus sees, and we have to get a vision of trying to align ourselves with what God is doing in the earth realm. And we have to observe and understand, if you will, the human plight and the human condition. So we have to be connected in such a way that when we try to meet needs, we know that we're meeting a specific need that is obvious, and we have become aware of it because we are not trying to distance ourselves from the people, but we're trying to stay connected with them in such a way that we're relevant in terms of meeting their needs. And I'll drop another nugget on you as we prepare to close out this time together. We have to allow God to burden you with a specific need. You know, that was the case with Nehemiah and throughout the Bible. When God places a specific need on your life or in your spirit, or he gives you an assignment or gives you something to pray about, you got to make sure that you move with compassion toward that need, because here it is. Jesus was able to move with compassion for the people because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he had a burden for trying to make their lives better. And so it is with us. When God gives us assignment, when God gives us vision, purpose, and when God gives us a mission, then we have to make sure that we connect with people and that we move with compassion. Somebody say glory to God. And so I stopped there for today, but I want to encourage you, my brother and my sisters, as we prepare to, yes, really close out this year. I tell you, the next couple of weeks, we'll be celebrating Thanksgiving, and before you know it, Christmas will be here, and we'll be planning our watch night services and getting ready for a new year. But I want to encourage you to finish strong. I want to encourage you to have a plan. I want to encourage you to have a vision and a mission statement, and know beyond the shadow of a doubt that everything must be done with purpose. And then I believe God will be well pleased, and you will have room enough to receive the harvest that he has in store. Come on, let's go to God in prayer. Father, we bless you and we honor you, and we thank you for this day, and we do thank you for our lives. We thank you for your Spirit's abiding presence. We thank you, dear Lord, for looking beyond our faults and getting right to our needs. We thank you for that person on the call today who's not feeling well. We pray that you will heal their body. You will increase their strength. You will give them a boldness and a sure determination to run on a little while longer to see what the end will be like. And so now, God, we commit ourselves afresh and anew to you this day. We ask that you would just forgive us of our sins, that you will increase our faith and give us what we need in order to go forth in boldness and in power and to finish out strong. So we thank you now, God, and we claim healing, deliverance, and we believe that he who the Son sets free is free indeed. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. Well, until next week, you be blessed. And don't forget now, as you make your way today, keep those spiritual antennas up, because I believe God is going to direct you in such a way so that you can be a blessing to somebody else. Okay, be encouraged. Until next time, you be blessed.